Well, I first got involved, I first heard about the Iditarod in 1972. I was working at Farewell Lake Lodge, which is on the Iditarod Trail, and I rode my horse from Farewell Lake Lodge to Farewell Station to get the mail on the Iditarod Trail, and would fly into McGrath and got to know the Andersons, the Flying Anderson brothers, because we would be at the bar at McGuire's, and they're all talking up this new race that Joe Reddington had going, the Iditarod, and so I was interested from the very beginning. And I watched the race from the sidelines for about 2 years, and then got to be friends with Emmett Peters, the champion of 1975 champion, and asked him if I could move to Ruby and be his dog handler to run the Iditarod. So my husband and I moved to Ruby in 76. I was Emmett's dog handler, but also I was on the Iditarod board of directors. I was assistant secretary. Long story short, Joe Reddington asked me to come in to Wasilla and get the first office open and help him get organized. So instead of actually running the Iditarod behind a dog team, I ran it from behind a desk. And I did that the late 70s and early 80s. I was executive director. One of my most memorable experiences was actually training up with Emmett Peters for the Iditarod. I think it was his 76 race. The first time Emmett's dog team was like a freight train. You can't even imagine how powerful they were. And first time I ran them by myself was I ran them out of Ruby down onto the Yukon River to the Emmett Peters family fish camp. And of course I fell and held on to the sled somehow and dragged for I don't know how long down the Yukon River, but managed to get back up on the sled and kept the team. I think that was probably my most exciting experience. Well, I'm here because of and for Joe Reddington Sr. I just can't help but think about him all the time because this was Joe's dream, and I was just one of many people who joined his team to make this happen. And I'm just so proud that we've made it this far. And all the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who joined Joe's team to make it happen. I'm just terribly proud and excited about it. Sure in life is,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, for sure in life, and I have stage 4 colon cancer right now and been hanging on for 3 years, but I know for sure the only thing there is love.